Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Hey, hello everyone. Welcome to Angel Antics. You are here today with DC Love and Eileen Powers. Hi, DC. How are you today?
Hello, Eileen. It's so wonderful to connect with you. And today is July the 19th. It's so wonderful to be with you. Today is July the 19th, 2018, and I posted on Facebook a little while ago, today is the day that my mom went home to heaven, but it was in 2007,
uh-huh.
Eileen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I found like this little poem, and I thought it was really nice. I miss you, Mom. I thought of you with love today, but that is nothing new. I thought about you yesterday. And days before that, too. I think of you in silence. I often speak your name. All I have are memories and your picture in a frame. Your memory is my keepsake, with which I'll never part. God has you in his keeping, and I have you in my heart. And that was just like a little poem that I had found. And I had a little visit today from a butterfly and a bee. So I just felt like that was my little hello from heaven. But
yeah.
That's the normal part. That's just the normal side of the story, Eileen. The other part is really a little bit more funny, a little bit more upbeat. And I ended up finding out about Blog Talk through my mom, my mother-in-law, from the other side, my husband's mother. I didn't know. I'm like, what is Blog Talk? So she guided me to Blog Talk into this one show, and I called into the show, and I was really nervous, and I said, you know, to the host, I said, oh, my gosh, can I ask a question? And she said, sure, this is what we're here for. I said, my mom and my dad never really got along in life when they were together. They were married, but they never got along. So when my father passed, he went with his family. You know, they had a cemetery. And then when my mom passed, I found, like, this little paper, and it had my mom's cemetery information on it. So I took that as a sign way back when that she wanted to go with her family. So they were, of course, buried in different cemeteries, Eileen.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up calling the show. I said, oh, my gosh, this is on my chest for like a decade. I said, was that okay? I buried them in like different cemeteries. They said, oh, my gosh, do I have to dig one of them up? And if I have to dig one of them up, which one do I dig up, you know? So it was really funny.
Right.
The host just laughed and said, They both thank you. They were done with each other quite a long time ago, she said. But at that time when they were married, you know, divorce wasn't really the thing to do. So they did, they did stay together. But they were two different people, like so different. It was so funny. My mom was a free spirit. She worked at a local university, and she took care of two off-campus houses. And she was, you know, she was as free-spirited as the kids. So it was really, really funny. And the older I get, the more I appreciate that free spirit, Eileen, I must say, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely, you definitely got your mom's free spirit. So that's awesome because we need you here.
But you know what? Not to the extent that she had it. It's a different kind of free spirit because my children at one point, they were in parochial school, and my mom went and got a tattoo, Eileen, and I said, on the phone, I said, oh, you got a tattoo? I thought she said a butterfly. But it was, in actuality, it was the devil with my dad's name on it. And lo and behold, my kids were in parochial school. So I don't quite have that kind of spirit. Not yet, anyway. And then she had diabetes.
Yeah, that's not quite
and
a butterfly,
and she got her eye pierced. So she had gotten her eye pierced as well. So she really was free-spirited. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she was.
On the other side. We're going to just, you know, this show is for you. And Eileen, your mom is kind of free-spirited as well, I must say. I never met her in life, but I did meet her a couple years ago when after one show, she took me and I to Las Vegas. And we had one heck of a night.
And recently she took us again. Yeah.
She came and got us.
Yep.
And every time I get together with Mom Eileen, I have a hangover the next day. So I have to tell her. She's got to take us, maybe when I take a nap or something, if we take a nap or something. I can't do these all-nighters in Vegas, you know?
Right.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah, you know, my mom's been gone since 1995. And
yeah,
it was Just a month. It would have been a month ago. She passed June 5th. And she was pretty interesting person. Of course, I realized too this year, my father would have turned 100 years old this year, and he passed away she passed in 95, and he passed in 97. So,
and
yeah,
my dad,
long ago.
Yeah, he passed in 99 too, so it was a long time ago. But with that being said, on a cheerier note, like I said, we're here to honor them, so we're going to honor them by taking some calls. Are you ready?
Yes, I certainly am.
All righty, great. Area code 256, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, my question is about the career change or my career transition. For about 8 weeks, I've been searching for a new job and applying. And just wanted to know if I'm on track with everything right now.
Awesome. Okay, Kimberly, thanks.
Well, what I am actually getting for you, pretty big reading here. What I'm actually getting for you is that you really need to keep your attention, not your attention, but your intention, focused on what it is that you really want. And then, you know, really make a list. Make it specific on what you want. And then set your intention on that showing up. And imagine yourself already doing it, that it has already arrived. But right now, what I feel is I think you're putting too many irons in the fire in different directions. And at least that's what I'm seeing, you know, and that's why I'm saying focus your attention on what it is you really want. Because if not, you're putting your energy out into too many different directions and not making a real specific decision on it. And so the universe doesn't really know what to give you. It doesn't really understand what is it that you're looking for. What is it that you want? So be a little more finite in what you want and then go for that. Try to focus on something more specific and head towards that. But I'm also hearing that, you know, you kind of need to balance your emotions on all this and make sure that you know what it is that you want rather than what you don't want. And I'm really upset with myself because I actually had some things written down on a piece of paper that I meant to have in front of me today, and I searched and I cannot find what I've done with that piece of paper. But it really had to do with addressing that, you know, really knowing what you want and focusing on that and not wavering from it, but really, you know, getting towards that balancing what it is that you want in your own mind. But I'm also hearing that to have the faith and look for miracles because those unexpected rewards are going to show up. And what you want, your intention will be answered. But like I said, it's about being a little bit more finite and setting that intention a little closer, more closer to home. But you are and have been in the past recognized for your high work, your quality of work. And you are a team player, so I don't see that it's going to be a problem for you to get another job. I do feel like there's one coming for you. But set your own divine, you know, intention of what it is that you want and have that divine knowledge that you know that you deserve it and that it will show up for you. And that's the message I have for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. DC, what do you got?
Okay, Kimberly, this is DC. I'm getting, life is just getting better and better. And you've got to keep saying that over and over, okay? The angels are saying you will have the financial stability that you're looking for, okay? And you will also have some time to just kick back and do things that you like, okay? I'm getting, you know, the new job that you're going to have, it's going to give you more freedom because you really need freedom. There's going to be less worry. And what I'm getting is, you know, be very proud of the work that you do, Kimberly, okay? I feel like at the present moment, you don't get the credit you truly deserve, okay? But you're still doing what you're supposed to do. And I'm also getting, you know, in the future, you are going to have the acknowledgement, you know, for all the good work you're doing, okay? And just make sure that you, you know, let the potential employers know, you know, sing your praises a little bit. Tell them, you know, a little bit more about yourself, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have job security, okay, because you have, a great work ethic, and it's appreciated, and the angels are saying, you know, you're going to be rewarded for that. So please, you know, right now, like, don't worry, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, Ginger's coming in because she likes Kimberly, of course, and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got to realize, she's saying, you're a powerful manifester, okay? She wants you to really, like, put your intentions out to the universe. And she's saying, you know that everything is energy, and you do know that, right, Kimberly?
Right.
Okay, so that includes, you know, what you're feeling, what you visualize, what you affirm, your thoughts. You know, you've got to hold the specific intention, you know, within, and just, like, feel it and feel proud of yourself because you are, like, this amazing person. And you're going to immediately feel so much better, and you're going to switch up the energy, and you're going to feel really positive. And you've got to, you know, with, you know, without a shadow of a doubt that you truly deserve this magnificent job. And the angel sort of, like, tweaked it, so it's going to be right just for you, okay? And you're going to send this positivity, like, outward, and you're going to see how it manifests, okay?
Okay.
So you're going to immediately transform anything that, you know, that is not, like, negative. You're transforming it into, like, positivity, into love, okay?
Okay.
So I'm also getting, what is it with you with boundaries? Because I'm getting the word boundaries around you. Like, you've got to sort of set some more boundaries.
Okay. I don't know.
So even, like, you know, the people that are closest to you, situations, okay, you've really got to set those boundaries, okay? And I'm getting it has something to do, like, with a current situation, okay? Is there something in a situation that you're sort of fighting against? Because I'm seeing, like, you're not going with the flow in this situation. So the angels are saying it's time now, like, you've got to release, you know, whatever aspects of this situation that are sort of negative, they're sort of challenging, and, you know, and just go forward and just, you know, keep that positivity and everything, and you're really going to be empowered, okay?
Okay.
And we've got to watch. We can't, like, always, like, add to a situation and, like, you know, no. Allow it, you know, sometimes we've got to allow a situation because it has a learning lesson, okay? And then it allows, like, us to learn the lesson, and then we can move on. So there might be something within your situation where you're not moving forward because you're not allowing the lesson, Kimberly. And when we don't allow the lesson, it repeats itself until we notice it, okay?
Okay.
Excuse
me. Got it.
But I'm getting, I see contracts around you, okay, and I'm getting, you know, everything is going to be fine. So you've got to really just start, like, you know, feeling it before it's here, okay?
Okay.
And just watch, because I feel like you're around some people that have, like, a lower vibration as well. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I was over the weekend. I'm no longer. I was over the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you're around, like, people that you feel their vibration may be, like, a little bit lower, what you do is you put a bubble around. Put a bubble, a beautiful bubble, and then, you know, have it mirrored, like, on the outside of the bubble, so it doesn't allow any of their, like, lower energy, their negative energy, you know, to go into Kimberly so that you don't absorb it. You're just sending it back, but you're sending it back with love. And this is one way that you're setting boundaries, okay?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Good luck, like you said, you know, with the job search. I'm getting, you know, soon is what I'm getting. And, you know, you're very intuitive. Start listening to what you're getting within, okay? And are you also thinking about, like, moving your place of residence or just your place of employment?
I was thinking about moving, but after this year. But I was definitely thinking about moving after this year.
Okay, because I'm getting, you know, you may be moving before the year is out as well. So hold on to that as well, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, honey. Don't be afraid. Just go with the flow and call us back because you're going to have so much exciting news to tell us. Okay, Kimberly?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, DC.
Still blessed.
Thank
you.
Hi,
you're
Angel
welcome.
Blessing.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was awesome. Beautiful, Eileen. Okay, we have another caller.
All righty.
Area code 860. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Steve? Okay.
Thanks
Hi,
for taking
Steve.
Do you have
How
a question
you?
For
You're
us?
Welcome.
Yeah, I haven't seen my stepson in 5 years. I didn't know if you get anything with that.
Okay.
All right. Well, it seems like there's been things going on that he's just been really busy, and a lot of things actually have been going on with you, too. And so many things, I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely something big has been going on all at once. And there's been some decisions that need to be made, but things are actually going to move forward. And so it may be just the right time to for you I don't know. I feel really overwhelmed with this. It's right that everything has been just going on so much. There's just so much going on with you. You've been very busy. I just keep getting that. It's just too much going on, you know. Too many decisions to be made. Too much going on at once. The events are moving really fast. So I don't know what's going on with you in your life or with him, one of the others, probably has more to do with you. But what I'm hearing is for you to take a more playful approach at looking at things. But there's, you know, the need to balance some of what's been going on is very, very dominant in this. And so I think that's why that there hasn't been some sort of reach out or communication to really, you know, meet up and get together and, you know, to have a social time with this person. So it has to do with you, though, balancing yourself out and maybe not being quite so busy and finding and making the time for it. You do need to be strong, though, and know that you've got the strength in you to do this. As you really build up your own strength, and know that it's okay and that it's time and that desire is there, then, you know, by doing this, you need to release all judgments on the whole situation, whether it be towards, you know, this kid's mom or her family or anything else that's going on. So you've had some judgments that you've been holding on about this situation. You need to release them and move on. They are not serving you. Forgiving others is about forgiving yourself for being involved into that situation or for buying into their bullshit is really just what falls out of my mouth. But you are stronger than you were then. Things were very overwhelming. Like I said, there was so much going on, so fast-paced that this distance was created. And it really is time. You've transformed since then. You have experienced enormous change within yourself. And right now, I think it really is a good time for you to bring that great blessing back in and to reach out and see if you can make a connection. And that's how I feel about this. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes.
All right. DC, what do you have? DC, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, hon. I'm feeling his sadness, and the angels are with you, hon. And I feel like there's a healing that's going on with you right now, okay? Just know that you are loved, and you can't even imagine how loved you are. And because you don't have that, you know, relationship that you desire, you do feel alone, and that really makes you feel unloved at times. And the angels are saying, you know, we are here, we are with you, okay? So they want you to know that, you know, that they're with you. And I'm getting there's going to be a positive sign in regard to this, you know, question about you and your son. There's going to be some kind of a confirmation coming. And I'm getting possibly like within the next couple weeks, okay?
Okay.
And this is like it's a beautiful time for you. It's a new time. And I feel like you're going to get like news in regard to your son. And you're also going to feel like, you know, life is so much better because this is a time when your life is going in a new direction, and there's so many beautiful things like that are happening to you. Embrace this new time, and please know that the past will soon be behind you, okay? And enjoy all the blessings that are going to be coming your way, hon, okay? And this is a time that you've really got to, you know, you've really got to get in touch with your own self and just, you know, I feel like sort of like, you know, a renewal of the person that you are. It's going to be a beautiful time for you. And I know that you felt like, you know, this wasn't fair because, you know, you didn't have the, you know, the relationship with your son. But the angels are saying, you know, you're sort of going to see, you know, things in a different way, like soon, is what they're telling me. And what you may have perceived to be unfair because you didn't have that interaction and that beautiful relationship is actually a blessing in disguise. Okay, there's going to be some kind of blessing that's going to lead you to your higher purpose, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, please trust and let go of the issue and just create some space for healing and a positive outcome. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so don't be afraid, you know, to speak your truth. Okay, because the angels are going to help you to express yourself lovingly. You're going to be, you know, doing it lovingly, but you're going to be very strong at the same time. I feel like have you been holding like a lot in because you were afraid or something? Because I feel like there's so much bottled up within you, hon.
Yeah.
And the angels are saying they're going to help you to like really face this issue that you're going through. You're sort of going to, you know, you're going to see things like from, you know, their point of view, like, and you're going to heal. And, you know, just trust that, you know, this is going to come to a positive, they're saying a positive resolve is what I'm getting, okay? And you're going to, what are they showing me here? Okay. You're going to feel, I don't know if you feel the angels around you now, but you're going to feel them. I mean, they felt like how you felt, hon, okay? And not only will you have, like, that relationship, I feel like, your life is changing in so many beautiful ways. You're going to have, you know, financial well-being as well as emotional well-being, okay? There's going to be so many beautiful, unexpected blessings that are coming your way, okay? So the message that I have for you from the angels is please stop worrying, okay? And they're saying, you're going to soon have, like, this beautiful overall sense of happiness, fulfillment, and well-being, okay? So please see the issue as already being resolved, hon, okay?
Okay.
And know that the angels are with you, and they're helping you, okay? And affirm, I see the solution to all my problems. I see the solution to all my problems. There's good luck all around you. Things are getting better. So please have faith, hon. And I thank you so much for calling in. Angel blessings.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to add
one more thing.
I have another tool that I have another tool that I use that I can ask direct questions of. And I did ask if you were going to get to see your stepson, and the answer was yes. So feel confident that it is time for you to match back up and have start a new relationship with him. So good luck with that. Please let us know how things work out.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Angel blessing. Yeah, that was beautiful. Okay, Eileen, we have a few more callers here. Oh, my goodness, I'm just trying to make sure I take them in the order in which they were received.
and the switchboard.
Harriet Code 71. Yes, I'm trying.
Hi,
Angel. Oh my God, Angel Antics here. Who is this? This is DC and Eileen, and the antics have begun. Area code 716. So we just need your name, and we ask that you bear with us.
It's Tracy. It's
Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi. Hi, Tracy. Great to connect
Hi.
With you, hon. You know what? You're the troublemaker. This is where the Angel Antics are coming in. Eileen, this lady's a troublemaker as well. So we're going to welcome the antics. Whatever happens now, Tracy, it's because you're here.
That's fantastic. Well, we always like a little fun every day on our show, so I'm glad you've joined us. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, I was just wondering what do you guys see in the next about two to three months for me?
All right. Well, I do see that some of the things that you've got in mind are actually competing or conflicting with other people's goals and ideas of what you want, to move forward with right now. But you are, you're very creative and you've got a lot of ideas coming up. And even
yes.
though you're a really yes. fantastic team player, those ideas that are conflicting with others are just absolutely going to have to be worked out. And so, I mean, there's just no two ways about it. So you're just going to have to deal with that somehow. And what I'm hearing for you to do is actually spend some time alone in order to hear our own thoughts and really know what it is we want. We, as humans, are not capable of doing that when we're in a room brainstorming with others. We absolutely need to get away and sit quietly by ourselves. Now, I often suggest, to people go out and meditate and this and that, but sometimes it doesn't even need to be that. It just needs to be a quiet moment. If not, how can you hear what your own soul is trying to tell you when there's so much other chatter going on? And
right.
so go outside, take time to be in nature, sit out, make yourself a fairy wreath and, a little flowers that you find in the park and, wear a fairy wreath and connect yourself with nature where you're really feeling that energy around you, that you're feeling it inside of you and that you're spending time outside of you. And then find that quiet time and really connect with your thoughts. And that's going to give you the answers that you need. Definitely, regardless of any situation, do what you love. Find that undying love within you. And that is the passion of what you need to move towards. Once you do that and you find that, you won't feel like it's work anymore. It is just going to be a good life because you're going to be doing what really creates your passion in you. And when we live that, it will be a transformation of your life. You are actually in and have been experiencing some enormous change right now. And
oh, yeah.
Those blessings are meant for you. It has been bringing you great blessings. And you deserve those blessings because you have been doing the work to align yourself with that. Like I said, that being a team player, the power of your own creativity has all brought this forward to you. But know that the things that you wanted, the delays are over and they're going to be picking up the pace here real fast. So get out, really align yourself with what it is that you want. Because there's going to be so many things happening for you all at once. You won't have time to do that. And that's why you're being shown to do that right now, is to get out and really align yourself with what it is you love. I hope that
yes.
reading really is clear for you. That
yes.
is what I have. But just know that, you are the spirit that needs to live this. Let it live. Live your life through your soul and let your spirit speak to you. and that you'll find your greatest passion and joy. And I hope that helps, Tracy.
Yeah, it did. Thank you.
You're welcome. DC, what do you have for Tracy?
Hi, Tracy. It's DC, hon. While you and Eileen were talking, I kept hearing the word twin flame.
My twin sister, and she's pregnant.
Okay.
And what Eileen said, like, you know, what my goals is and what her goals is now that she's going to be having this new baby coming in, she's going to be relying on me a little bit because I watch her other daughter right now. I just feel what Eileen just said to me. It made sense in that area.
Right. I'm feeling that there's going to be love coming to you is what I'm getting at. I feel like love is going to be coming into your life. It's going to be really like a beautiful, blessed union between the two of you. And I feel like you were destined to be together, okay? So if you're, you know, if you're looking for love, make sure that you're getting ready. You get yourself ready and you know, really, you know, love yourself first, because if you're not ready for, you know, this beautiful relationship, you know, at times they don't last because we're not ready for them, okay? So
I'm ready.
I'm getting a feeling that, okay, you've been getting a lot of signs from the angels. I'm just seeing, like, beautiful, like, birds in nature. I'm seeing, like, do you find coins here and there? I'm getting the angels are trying to get your, like, they're trying to get your attention, okay?
Yeah.
And they're sort of, they're guiding you, okay? They want you to stay positive. And I'm getting this is going to be, you know, very happy. But this is the time that you really got to, you know, you've got to make sure that you have that list, you know, knowing what the qualities are that you want with this beautiful relationship, okay? You've got to know what you want. You've got to know what you want, okay?
Yes.
And that's going to make it so much easier. And I'm also getting, you know, I'm getting like an old-fashioned sort of kind of thing, like really like take time, the old-fashioned courtship, nurture this beautiful relationship, allow it to grow, okay?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and make sure that you're open to this beautiful love, because I feel like it's, you know, it's going to be here before you know it. And the angels have said, Tracy, we've heard all your prayers, okay? And please don't, you're sort of trying to, like, solve everything, you know, around you, and you can't do that. Please invite the angels in. Invite the divine in and let them, you know, help you. Just ask for their guidance, okay?
Yes, because I like to, like,
because you're
you know, with my...
Because you're
right.
Go ahead, and you're trying to do too much, you know?
Yes, like, you know, with me babysitting, and then when this new baby comes in, of course I'm going to be there to help. But once, you know, I want to start doing things, then I got to put boundaries and say, hey, it's my time now, and, you know, maybe you can find somebody else. You know, it's going to be...
Right, and you know what? And that's... You saying that, I'm getting like something is like going to come to an end, and I don't feel like you're going to be babysitting as much as you did because you have your own life to live. And,
absolutely.
You know, there's healing coming over this because you really need, you know, you really need some healing right now. And like you said, you have a life to live, and this is your time, okay?
Absolutely.
And you've got to trust that everyone will be taken care of, okay? And
yes.
You know, you're very logical at times, and the angels are saying, please, like, let go of the logic and just trust your intuition, Tracy, okay?
Yes.
Let go of that. And you have a beautiful new life waiting for you. The angels are opening up this big, beautiful book of life, and it has your name in it. And, Tracy, your pages are, they're just clear pages, white pages, because there's so many different possibilities. They're going to be magical. They're going to be exciting. You've got to decide what you want during this time of your life, okay? The past is, you know, it's behind you. You know, everything that you've struggled with, you know, that's behind you. You're evolving. And you have a beautiful, you know, journey ahead of you. So you've got to decide now what it is that you want out of life, okay?
Yes.
And you've been dreaming for so long, you know, of beautiful things. Well, the dreaming part is going to be over soon, and you're bringing everything into fruition. You are you're manifesting them into your reality, okay? So just, you know, open your arms and accept all the beautiful blessings that are coming your way and give thanks. And really make sure that, you know, to help this manifestation, get outside and get a little air, you know, take a walk in nature, meditate in nature. It's going to be really beautiful, hon, okay?
Yes, speaking of nature, because I'm always outside.
Okay, in the meantime, you've got to do something because you've got a lot of nervous energy, and I feel the stress. I feel the anxiety. You've got to let go of it, okay?
No, I think that's because I was trying to tell you about the pool and the nature. Because in Buffalo, it's been 98 degrees out, and with my nervous,
right.
I was swimming in the pool, and we forgot to put a chemical in the pool. And I go in the house, and I notice something in my hair. My tips on my hair turn green, so now I have to go through hair treatments to get this out. It hadn't happened to us in 33 years that we had this pool. So now
the angels will help you with that. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you've got to, you know what, you'll get your hair back to normal and everything, but you've got to let go of, there's like a lot of stress, there's a lot of uneasiness. Let go of it, because for love to come into your life, you know, you've got to get back to the beautiful person that you are, okay? And I'm getting miracles are coming your way. So just feel excited for this new relationship and allow the angels to help you with the hair issues and things like that, okay? It's gonna be fine, honey, okay?
Okay.
And we thank you for calling in, Tracy.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, we have a couple more callers, so we're only able to, you know, do one question with each person, honey, okay?
Yes,
but please call us back
and
let us know how you're doing, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Beautiful.
Hey, I have to say, I remember being a kid and all of us kids in the neighborhood walking around. We had above-ground pools. My dad did the chemicals himself. We all walked around with green hair in the summer.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. And there's natural ways to get it out. It's not like you have to cut it out. It'll come out. You know?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have another caller, Eileen. Area code 917.
Right.
You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Jacqueline.
Okay,
hi, Jacqueline.
Can you say it again, please? Oh, Jacqueline, okay.
It's Jacqueline from 917-647-2865. Is that correct?
That is
correct. You're online. You have a question for us.
Well,
if you're looking for someone, you just gave your number out.
I don't mind. thank you for taking my call. I'm so happy. I didn't have that expectation, so it's a really pleasant surprise. And I just want to say thank you to DC for always sharing light and spreading light, and it's such a pleasure to know her. So I have a question about you're welcome. I have a question about my next steps. I just recently went through a major transition that was expected. I sort of anticipated it, but I'm still not necessarily questioning the actually taking the step, but I do have some concerns about what to do now, because I know that there are opportunities, but I'm not, I was listening to the first call, and one of the messages was like, focus on one thing and don't spread yourself too thin. And I have a tendency of being helpful, and if somebody needs help with their business or their ideas, I'm the first one to jump in and help them, but it's always to the detriment of my long-term goals, which, you know, ultimately, I know I'm here to serve,
okay.
And I love that, but okay, that's it.
Jacqueline?
Yep.
What is it real quick that you were asking? And you're telling us a story, but I didn't really get what it is that your intention is for your asking.
Yeah.
So like a one-word, you know, the angels don't get big, long stories. They want like a one-word or a short sentence intention.
Okay, so my next move, should I pursue
your next move.
Another?
So what,
yeah,
what is your next step? So a good intention for us to set would be, what are your next steps?
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's see what they have for you with that. Well, I see that it is taking a lot of self-discipline to get where you've been up to so far. And you've had a lot of important achievements, and you deserve public recognition for them. But I really see you riding high on that chariot right now. You've things have been really moving forward for you. You've been taking care of things. I also see that you have a lot of good energies. Do you do type of psychic work, or do you have a tendency to just know things? You have knowledge. You're very perceptive yourself, so on and so forth. You actually have a lot of high priestess energy that that you carry in you yourself. You carry yourself high. You're very regal in your thinking when it comes to decisions. You make decisions for the whole, for what is best for everyone. And I commend you for that, because it's actually very important. It's very community-minded the way you think. And you actually are divine. You are actually a teacher of others, and that is in the spiritual way. So know that you are a spiritual teacher. It is really time for you to come into that, though. So you need to honor it as you recognize it showing up in yourself. You need to honor it and acknowledge that existence, and be grateful and thankful and say, thank you for that message. Let the universe know that you are acknowledging it and you are grateful to receive those messages, and be open to receiving them. I mean, unless you're too afraid to, then I understand. But I feel that you really are this person. Allow yourself to open up. You will see a whole new you developing. Expect those miracles to happen, because you will be hearing, you will be hearing messages. Like I said to another caller, go out and find that quiet time. You cannot expect your spirit to give you messages if you don't listen to your soul. And that's where when you listen to your soul, that's when you will hear your messages. And so know that it is time. Your prayers have been heard. Your intentions have been being set, and they are going to be answered. But you have to listen for the messages to hear the answers. But know you have the ability really to speak your mind with confidence. And balance that mental and emotional consideration that you usually take. You take that into consideration when making decisions. But speak your own mind with confidence. Speak out. And know that that you are that priestess, that decision maker, that person that can do that. Don't speak off the cuff. Check into professionals. Ask, do your research. Know what you're coming forward with. But know that you can open those important doors for yourself right now and walk right through them. You are at a time of great golden opportunity for you. So just know that those doors are open, and it is time for you to walk through them.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope that all makes sense. And that is the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And
DC, what do you have?
And Jacqueline. Yes, Jacqueline, this is DC. The angels are asking that you listen with your heart, okay? And then trust the messages that you're getting, okay? And I'm getting there's nothing to worry about. Everything that you're worrying about, all your struggles are going to soon be over, okay? And I'm getting, let go of expectations, okay? Just, let go of expectations. I'm also seeing, many blessings are coming your way. I'm also seeing money coming into your life as well. Okay? You've had the faith and everything, and you really are, you're doing an amazing job, and the angels are here to tell you, that the money, the abundance is coming, and you've got to believe that. Money is simply another word for energy. Okay? And it's just like an exchange of energy, another word for love. And it reflects the way that you view your life, hon, okay? So
okay.
The angels ask that you just honor and give thanks for the blessings that you're about to receive. And, you know, they're saying, when you do get that money, please put some away. And, you know, and try to help others a little bit too. And you're going to connect with your true purpose, your long-term goals, okay? So there's really, you know, to worry about, hon, okay?
Okay.
At times that you get a little bit of sort of like brain fog, okay?
Yeah, that's so true.
So, when you get that little bit of brain fog, we're going to call upon Archangel Uriel, and you're going to be able to concentrate better.
Okay.
Things are going to come to you, you know, more easily and more clearly. So we're going to call on Archangel Uriel, okay?
Uriel, got it.
Okay. We have an angel coming in now, and she's showing me that, you know, she's doing a little bit of clearing work around you, and she's asking for your permission. And do you feel a little bit lighter? Because I just feel like, you know, you do feel a little bit lighter. And
mm-hmm.
She's saying, you know, please ask, you know, Archangel Uriel to come in, and you are going to have, like, the clarity, the focus, and the purpose that is needed in your life right now, hon. You're going to really feel
okay.
this, like, more so over the next couple of days, okay? You're going to be more balanced.
Okay.
You're going to be more in harmony. Give thanks, to the angels for helping you, and know that you are worthy. You are worthy of receiving all these beautiful blessings. Okay, so all that
okay.
frustration, all that confusion, you know, the doubt, the pain, this is soon going to be behind you. Okay, and you're
okay.
in a beautiful life cycle, and everything is going to be so much easier for you, hon. Okay.
Thank you.
So just, you know, just
thank you so much.
Listen to your heart messages and keep affirming, you know, that everything is going to be fine, because it's almost like, you know, you're entering this magical time of your life, hon, okay? Take
okay.
care, and, you know, angel bless, and let us know how everything is going, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies. Have a beautiful evening.
You're welcome,
Jacqueline.
Blessing.
I'm sorry?
Okay, Eileen, we have approximately 13 minutes, and we still have some callers here.
All righty.
I'm trying to see who the next person is. Okay, hold on, please. Let's see. Okay. Area code 312, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Do you have a
Thank
question
you.
For us?
I do. I want to know, like, am I on the right path as far as no, that's not even a good question. Am I meant to know something? Am I doing the right thing, or what's the right way to go? That's probably
All
better.
All right. All right. Let's see. Well, I see actually that you are fairly content and that you have a lot of peace, and there is actually enough abundance in your life. Abundance is not a quite a measurement, because everyone has a different idea of what that is. But you've actually had a lot of successful completions in your life. And, you know, a lot of projects that you've been through. You've taken on a lot, and you've been very successful. And due to that, it really has opened quite a few doors for you, and you've been able to create a lot for yourself. And those doors are still continually opening. I also see that there may be some sort of a relationship or someone
mm-hmm.
coming into life that you could be falling in love with. I'm not sure if you're married or not.
I am. I am married.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, then it can say that it is about, this is kind of also about balancing your emotions and reaffirming a relationship, or making a relationship new with someone that you've been in love with. And so it's very important to kind of look at that, and most of that is loving ourselves and being comfortable with who we are and loving ourselves. It is. Do you ever really want to trust someone that says they love you when they don't know how to love themselves? It's a good question
Correct.
To ask ourselves, right? And so how can we be fully able to give our love of ourselves to one another if we don't love ourselves? And this isn't an egotistical love. This is, you know, being comfortable, loving yourself enough to be good to yourself. And by being that and doing that, you actually have a tendency to be good to others. And so it is that exchange that this card can represent for you. But you actually have a pretty good life. Your life is spiritually protected. You've got a lot of your loved ones that have gone before you that watch over you. They are safe. They want you to know that they do look upon you, and they want you to know that they are there protecting you, and they're with you all the time, and they love you. And like I said, your life has really brought you a lot of completed projects.
Mm-hmm.
Some ways, though, what I'm also seeing is that you feel a little trapped in some of your own situations. And part of this goes back to loving yourself. It is actually a lack of self-confidence. And that is one of the things that goes away. When we truly love ourselves, we become more confident. Confidence is important. And so part of this is for you to love yourself, get rid of that lack of self-confidence, and don't be afraid to take action. But before you do, make sure that you take that quiet time and contemplate on what it is that you really, really want. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helps.
Well, it does. I just don't know which. I mean, I'm married, but it just seems like this relationship is just, like, not good right now. And it's just like, do you stay married or do you just part ways and go separate? Like, for your
if you're confused about yourself and where you're at, if you're confused about yourself and where you're at, that is what this message has for you, is it is telling you to love yourself, find yourself, and know who you are before you make that decision.
Well, or I'll get surprised and serve divorce papers.
Really quickly, Shannon, this is DC. Okay.
Hi.
Shannon, this is DC. Really quickly, hon, because it's 8:52. We have the angel of families around you and your family, okay? They're surrounding, you know, each of you right now. And they ask that you just, you know, allow them to come in and to help. Feel their love. Feel, you know, feel the light that they're providing for you guys. Whatever fears that you have in regard to your relationship or concerns for your family, please surrender them to the angel, okay, so that the situation can be healed and transformed, okay?
Yes.
Allow them
How
to
do
come
you do
in.
That,
thank them
though?
For their You just, whatever the situation is, you envision there's a golden box before you. Whatever is weighing heavily upon your heart and in your soul there about your family, you know, your spouse, you put all those concerns in that box and you open up, you know, for a divine solution, okay?
And I'll get a sign?
Because I'm getting right now, you're going through some tests, you're going through some challenges, okay? And
That's
each of
horrible.
You have free will.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you just allow the angels to come in and help you and, you know, allow there to be a healing, hon. Okay, so you've got to surrender the situation, okay?
Okay, give it to the box in the middle, give it to them and healing and time and then
and
it
allow,
should
you know,
become...
ask them to come in and help you. Yes, ask them to come in and help you and allow there's going to be a healing. You know, the outcome isn't, you know, we can't see the outcome, you know, as of yet because the both of you have free will, hon. But you've got to start off by surrendering the situation to the angels. And please stay in touch with us and call us back and let us know how everything is going, honey, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Angel
thank
bless.
You.
Thank you both.
It works.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, let's see if I have the right number here. Okay, area code 530, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yeah, hi, my name is Larry.
Hi,
Larry.
Okay.
Hi, a very good friend of mine asked me to call in today because I'm having a really rough time because a very good friend of mine died on Tuesday, and children, a well-known professor here at college, wonderful person, and it's too soon, and I don't know what to do or say. I don't know.
I didn't quite understand what happened.
She had gastric cancer, and she died in 6 months. She has two young children, and she was a professor at Sierra College in California, and I'm just going through a very rough time, a friend of mine, and I think a lot of people miss her, and I know her children are.
All right. Well, let's see what we can tell you. Well, what I am saying is that you need to develop some space and keep it sacred. And create a little bit of an altar tour, like a power place. But things are really going to look up, and the difficult situation will end up working itself out. There will be some contentment that will arrive. You will have find peace, and the home life will become happy for those children. Doors will be opening for them like they never known. And, but just be strong and, you know, choose what you can do and try to do, you know, support them in that and help them out. But I feel in the long run that divinely, you know, creating a space to help those kids out, to honor their mom, and then, you know, allow other doors to open, I think is what will happen. And that's what I have for you. DC, what do you have?
Yes, Larry, she's very happy where she is now, and she's asking, you know, everyone involved to please stop living in the past. And she wants you to know that, you know, she just would love to, you know, to bestow upon you all the love that she feels. And she wants you to know that, you know, to honor her, the best thing that you could do is live your life to the fullest. Because, you know, life is so beautiful. It's a gift. There's so many amazing possibilities for each of you, okay? And, you know, whenever you think of her, she's saying, I'm right here with you. I'm by your side. You know, I want to take the pain away. I'm close. I'm right here. So every time you just think of her, you know, just please smile and honor her and just do your best, okay? The angels are with everyone, and they're saying, you know, please take a little bit more time. It's going to take time to heal. But as you know, the sun does, you know, shine again, and with it comes joy. And, you know, as you were calling in today, like I had mentioned in the beginning of the show, Larry, my mom passed today, but it was back in 2007. So I was having, like, a lot of different, you know, emotions that I was going through myself, okay? But know that they're happy, you know, and they're always with us. The only thing that's not with us is the physical vessel, the body that is, you know, makes us really, like, dense energy, okay? You can connect with her whenever you would like. She's saying, I'm right, you know, I'm right here now, okay? And I see, like, you know, angels around each of the family members trying to help, you know, everyone to really start to healing, and surrendering the fears and everything that is that you guys are holding on to, and allow the healing to come in, okay?
Okay.
So she's asking that you tell them that she's with you. She loves you guys. Take care, Larry. Many
Thank
blessings.
You very much. Blessing you.
Okay, Eileen, really fast, would you like to close?
Well, I just want to tell everybody thank you for calling today. DC, your readings were fabulous today. Thank you for sharing your time with me. I love you. It's my honor to be here with you. And I send angel blessings to everyone. I love you. Have a good night.
I love you, Eileen, and you're amazing as always. And when we get together, the energy is so beautiful. We love you guys. Please stay in touch, and please keep calling in. God bless everyone.
Good night. Love you.